So this is going to be a quick one. And mainly I'm doing this for somebody had a question on a post that I made on the old Instagram, and it was about how I track donuts. And because I eat a donut every morning and sometimes two, and currently I'm doing this thing. It's a little bit of an experiment. It's more of a demonstration than an experiment, because I know what's going to happen. But I'm eating two to three donuts every morning, eating about 6 or 7 enchiladas and a pancake at night with maybe some flautas, one or two flautas, and I think there's something else in there. But anyways, all calorie controlled, all delicious, because I know how to cook. Basic skills. And anyway, so I made a Instagram live video about how to track donuts. Okay, so I showed basically, like, I had these donut holes. So I go there so often, the lady always gives me extra donut holes for free, which is super dope. But for a lot of people who are trying to track their calories, that puts them into a little bit of a problem, and they get super emotional about it, and they're like, oh, to do, and it becomes very dramatic, and it doesn't need to be. And so what I want to give you is ways of thinking that make life more enjoyable and allow you to get the results that you want, because that's what's important to me. Like, I have spent a lot of money learning from people in all kinds of areas. I've had coaches and teachers and mentors and been in programs in many areas: business, writing, basketball, my own training, my own nutrition, relationships. Anything I ever wanted to get good at, I went to somebody who I knew could deliver the result. And so it's like, my clients don't pay me for me to work hard or the time that I spend or, anything else. My clients pay me, and they pay me a lot of money, because they get the result, and that I'm going to give them the exact thing that's needed to get the result. And that thing that's needed is going to be A, based on principles and science, and then B, individual to that person. Meaning it has to fit their routines, preferences, lifestyle, likes, dislikes, all that kind of stuff. Like, you can't just give, you can't do a cookie cutter thing. That's why most people's progress, number one, most people don't have progress, because they look at this cookie cutter thing and like, how the hell am I gonna eat 8 ounces of chicken breast 3 times a day? And in their experience, they know what they've experienced is that chicken breast tastes gross, right? And anytime they've tried to make it, it's either too dry or bland or whatever it is. So they're looking at this like, man, this is gonna be miserable. So instead, it's like it has to fit them. Maybe they tell me, like, I had the Strong Body Blueprint, which I take on one or two trial clients every month. Basically, it's two calls over 2 weeks, and I compile a bunch of information about them and what they're trying to do. I analyze it in my own time, and I put together a strategy that's specific to them, and then I have another conversation with them and show them how to execute, and it's super easy and frictionless, and then they go and they crush it. And so, I so one of the guys who I did a Strong Body Blueprint for last month in November, he told me he loved breakfast burritos. So, and he loved he liked really liked Chick-fil-A. So we put together a game plan, and I took into account his schedule and this and that, and now he's eating breakfast burritos several times a day. He knows how to incorporate Chick-fil-A every day if he wanted to. I saw in his latest log he had like hot Cheetos and whatnot. But anyways, my point is it has to be specific. So my clients don't pay me for, you know, a cookie cutter thing. They don't pay me for how hard I work. They pay me for results. And so and when we're trying to get results, we have to have principles are based in science, okay, and physics, and they're specific to us. They're applied in a way that's specific to us. So in this case, for me, now we can get back to the point, it's I love donuts, and I love the donuts at Evergreen Coffee Shop. Like, they literally have the best donuts I've ever eaten in my life. They're not all this crazy random crap that people, this fancy stuff. I'm all about simplicity. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And so they have phenomenal donuts, chocolate, glazed, donut holes, old fashioned, like they're just so good. And so anyways, I go there so frequently. The lady gives me donut holes all the time. Now, here's what I do. Okay, we'll just get to the point 6 minutes later. But, you know, the context is important. This is part of the thing. It's like, and here we go again. But I'll keep this piece short. But, like, people just want the answer. And that's cool. But if you don't know the context and why and you know, all that stuff and how you arrived in the thinking process behind it, you won't get sustainable long-term results. And that's what most people do. They're like, oh, well, that guy says he does intermittent fasting and he does keto or this and that. And so they don't go back and think about and ask about the logic behind it or the reasoning or anything like that or the principles on why that's working. And so, well, you know, you just automatically assume that it's keto. And so, well, that's, and so what, how long, if you think that, and then you do it, and it works, and you lose some fat for a while, but then you're like, I'm tired of this, or I'm sick of this, and I want to eat some fucking French fries, or some carbs, or some bread, what are you going to do? You didn't know why it's working, so you lose. So anyways, we got to know the why behind it. And that's why I always give the context in the way that I do, because I want you to know how to think about these things so you can duplicate the results on your own. Not just, you know, it's that whole thing. I want to teach someone how to fish, not give somebody a fish. So anyways, the question she asked was, so I said, okay, when you get these donut holes, all you do is you put them on a scale and you weigh them and you find out that one donut hole is about 15 grams in weight. Cool. And I know that a donut is about 85 grams. So very simple, right? Like, it's about one donut hole, or the equivalent donut holes is, you just do the math, 85 divided by 15. And so we'll just do rough math here because I don't have a calculator. Four of them is 60, and then five is 75. So we'll just go ahead and say that six donut holes is equal to one regular donut, okay? Regular size donut. And so then she said, well, how do you know how many calories that has, and like, how do you track that in MyFitnessPal? Great question. So here's how you do that. We're gonna make a generalization, and we're gonna say that the average donut weighs about 85 grams. And then I'm going to go ahead and look at a company that makes donuts that provides nutritional information. So here are some good examples. You have Yum Yum Donuts, you have Krispy Kreme, you have Dunkin' Donuts. I know that Dunkin' Donuts are actually much heavier. So like a chocolate Yum Yum or a Dunkin' Donut weighs more than 85 grams. So I'm not going to use that, but you know, that's because I've actually weighed it. And I think maybe their website also says what's the weight of a donut. But you know, let's say I've weighed these things, but we don't even need to. You if you even took their donut, it doesn't matter. What you know is their donut is gonna have accurate calorie information. That's all you care about, and that's gonna put you close enough, as far as calories go, to get results. Like, you know, let's say for example, you're off by 50 calories or 100 calories. You don't know that unless you weigh things out, but it doesn't also matter because nobody ever gained, you know, 40 pounds of fat because they overate 100 calories. Like, that's just not like it's a drop in the ocean. So I'm just going to say, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and use Krispy Kreme donuts because it's about 250 calories for a chocolate donut, and I think it's like 13 or 14 grams of fat, 30-ish grams of carbs, and like one or two protein. So now and let's say today I ate three donut holes. Okay, so very simple math here. We'll go slow. Like, don't get confused or intimidated by addition and subtracting and just basic multiplication and division, okay? We're not doing quadratic equations, okay? So then I go, okay, we had already decided that six donut holes is equal to one donut because 15 grams and then you had 85 grams is a donut. So I know that today I ate 1.5 donuts. And so I'm just going to search Krispy Kreme donuts. And I'm gonna put Krispy Kreme chocolate because I know it's accurate. I'm gonna just set it to be. I say, hey, what I'm eating is the same as that, or it's close enough. And then I'm gonna put 1.5 chocolate donuts of Krispy Kreme, and there you go. That's how it's done. I know this took 12 minutes to go through this, but I think all of that context is important because I don't want to just give you the answer because then you didn't learn anything. You know, then what's the difference between just picking a generic diet off the internet and just following that? You can't adapt to real world situations. And I'll leave us with this piece of information here. When you set up a goal, I want to lose 40 pounds. Whatever it is, I want to get super lean. And so that's your destination. You find out where you are right now, and then you start your path on your way there. When you have a GPS and you go type in your, there's a couple of pieces that make it work. One, you have to have a destination, otherwise it doesn't work. Second is you got to have a current location or it doesn't work. So now, once you start your car and you start driving, and let's say it's telling you to go a mile and then make a right on Fraser Street, okay? And then you make a left half mile in, what does the GPS do? It automatically starts to give you course corrections and adjustments. It doesn't say, no, you're wrong, you fucked up, you're a fucking idiot. It says, here, you can. It changes it, like, it changes it automatically. It goes reroute and it goes make a left, make a right, and then make another right, and then get back on this street and then go forward. Or it might take you a different way because now it found out a faster way. So there is no wrong turns. It's everything is a course correction. You see what I'm saying? And so when it comes to fat loss or the pursuit of any goal, really, if you were to take that analogy, you would be serving yourself very well because you would realize everything you do is going to be a course correction. You know where you're going, what direction you want to go, you know where you are right now, and then everything that happens along the way is a course correction. Okay? You're gonna overeat, and you can make a course correction, learn from it. Or you can be upset at yourself and say you're a fucking failure and you don't deserve to live and be loved and you know, make a big dramatic thing. You could, you know, but that's why it's always important to track information and data because then you can make those adjustments. The thing is, most people won't track and have data. And so it's like, well, you can't.
You can't say which way to go if you don't know where you are right now. You can't do it. So anyways, I'm going to summarize this just so, you know, that answer part is very succinct. So the question was this:
how do you track the calories? Well, once you find the weight of the donut hole, okay, how do you track the calories for it? And the way that you do that is you find
a food or a company that gives accurate data as far as the nutrition goes in MyFitnessPal or whatever you're using, and then you just equate it by weight, right? And so, since, like I said, you know, all donuts are going to be made up of the same ingredients, they're going to have some variation, but for the most part, they're going to be very close. So if we go ahead and say that the average donut is 85 grams, and then I get, you know, three donut holes, and each donut hole is 15 grams, I know that I have,
I've eaten 1.5 donuts, okay? And then I search Krispy Kreme chocolate donut, and I put
not one donut, I put 1.5 donuts, and then I have accurate information, all right? Hopefully that was helpful. Let me know if that was helpful. Shoot me a message on Instagram if you have a question or something like that. Just remember, okay, like the purpose of what I do is not to make you lose fat. It's to teach you how to think so you're never not lean, because there's no circumstance where you can't make a course correction. There's no circumstance where you can't make progress. You can always move towards the direction you want to go if you have the right operating system and you know the right information and to allow yourself to make course corrections. Alrighty. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.